A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
Truth.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. But as for us, our prayer is to you, O Lord, in the acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear us in the truth of your salvation. In the name of Jesus, in Christ, we pray to the Father, and he will give you and your people another helper, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, that you and your people know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given you an understanding, that you may know him who is true, and you are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. In Christ we pray that Jesus will not leave you and your family orphans, but will come to you. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. In Christ we ask the Father in heaven, in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, and on that day you will know that Jesus is in his Father, and you are in Jesus, and Jesus in you. In Christ we pray that you and your people have his commandments and keep them, and you love him, and you and your family who love Jesus will be loved by his Father, and he will love you and manifest himself to you. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, unite your heart to fear his name, and show you and your house his covenant. In Christ we pray that your eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck your feet out of the net. May the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, turn himself to you and your house, and have mercy on you, and bring you out of your distresses. Look upon your afflictions and pain and troubles of your heart, and consider your enemies. In Christ we petition the Lord to pull you out of the net which they have secretly laid for you and your family. For the Lord God is your strength. Into the hand of the Lord God of truth, in Christ, we commit your spirit. Oh, may the Lord keep your souls and deliver you and your house. May the God of truth let integrity and uprightness preserve you and your house. Let God Almighty vindicate you and your house and help you walk in integrity and trust in the Lord, so you shall not slip. May the Lord examine you and your people and prove you, try your mind and your heart. For the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. Let God's loving kindness be before your eyes, and may you and your house walk in his truth. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. Let God's tender mercies, his loving kindness, and his truth continually preserve you and your house. For God's mercy is great above the heavens, and his truth reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth. But as for you and your house, our prayer is to God, in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, that in the acceptable time God, in the multitude of his mercy, will hear you in the truth of your salvation, and deliver you and your house out of the mire, out of the deep waters, and not let you sink, nor let the flood water overflow you, nor let the deep swallow you up, nor let the pit shut its mouth on you or any of your people. May God Almighty hear us and turn to you and your house according to the multitude of his tender mercies. In Christ we pray that you and your people will desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part God will make you to know wisdom, purge you with hyssop, that you shall be clean. Sanctify and cleanse you with the washing of water by the word, and you and your house shall be whiter than snow. May God hide his face from your sins and the sins of your bloodline, and blot out all your iniquities. Create in you and your people a clean heart, a pure heart, and renew a steadfast spirit within you. In Christ we pray that God will not cast you and your house away from His presence, and He will not take His Holy Spirit from you and your people, but restore to you the joy of His salvation and uphold you with His generous spirit. You have given a banner to those who fear you, O Lord, that it may be displayed because of the truth, that your beloved child and his bloodline may be delivered. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory, because of your mercy and because of your name. Bow down your ear, O Lord, hear us. In the name of Jesus, may the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ bring you and your people by a way you did not know, and lead you in paths you have not known, and make darkness light before you, and crooked places straight. May He open your eyes to your blindness, incline your ear to hear, and know the certainty of the words of truth. For your counsels of old, O Lord, are faithfulness and truth. May God open the gates that the truth may enter, for those who go down to the pit cannot hope for His truth. Surely His salvation is near you and your house, that glory may dwell in your land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and your land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before God, and shall make His footsteps your pathway. May God bring to your house health and healing. May He heal you and reveal to you the abundance of peace and truth. These things He will do for you and your house, and not forsake you. You shall be turned back. You shall be greatly ashamed who conform to this world. May you and your people be transformed by the renewing of your mind to prove what is the good and the acceptable and perfect will of God. Let not your mind be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ, but choose the way of truth, and may you not drink the wine of confusion, for God is not the author of confusion. Let heaven and earth praise Him, and seas and everything that moves in them. Give ear, O Lord, to our prayer, and attend to the voice of our supplication. In Christ we pray, in the name of our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, that you and your family will abide in God's word. You will be disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. In Christ we pray that neither you or any of your people will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, nor receive any into your house or greet any who come to you and do not bring the doctrine of Christ. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. Let you and your people shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. In Christ we pray that neither you or any of your people will exchange the truth of God for the lie, being deluded and believing the lie, walking as children of the flesh in the lusts of your hearts to dishonor your bodies among yourselves, keeping company with sexually immoral people, being self-seeking and disobedient to the truth, walking in the futility of your mind, having your understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in you, because of the hardening of your heart, having given yourself over to licentiousness, to work all uncleanliness with greediness. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, bringing indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil. May you and your people call on the Lord in truth, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, be near to you in your house, and have His eye upon your house, for God is your helper, and He gives abundant mercy to all those who call upon Him. He, the Lord God Almighty, shall give His angels charge over you and your people, to keep you in all your ways. May He lift up your soul and give His everlasting strength to you and your house. You and your people shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at His side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you and your people look and see the reward of the wicked. for his merciful kindness is great towards you, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord with your whole heart. In Christ we give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you and your house. In the name of Jesus, let your heart be circumcised for the truth of God, and you and your people be children of God, the children of promise, counted as seed, receive an eternal life by patient continuance in doing good, seeking for glory, honor, and immortality. May the God of peace sanctify you and your people by his truth. The entirety of his word is truth. May you and your people purge out the old leaven of malice and wickedness and become a new creation with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. In the name of Jesus, the Deliverer, in Christ we pray that you and your people are not bewitched so that you will not obey the truth, nor be hindered from obeying the truth by persuasion that does not come from God who calls you in truth. In Christ we pray that you and your people shall no longer be tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness by which they lie in wait to deceive those who come in stealth to bring you into bondage. Speaking the truth in love, may you and yours grow up in all things into Christ who is the head. In Christ we pray that you and your people will put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. Let you and your people awake, all you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. May you and your family be light in the Lord and walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Let you and your people walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as the wise, understanding what the will of the Lord is, redeeming the time because the days are evil, choosing your friends carefully, serving God in sincerity and in truth. In Christ we pray that you and your family will not have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them, renouncing the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, as the truth of Christ is in you. In Christ we pray that the law of truth will be found in your mouth, and injustice will not be found on your lips. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. In Christ we pray that the Lord will not take the word of truth utterly out of your mouth, but that you and yours would speak of excellent things, words of peace and truth, and from the opening of your lips will come right things, for your mouth shall speak truth. In Christ we pray that you will not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption, but instead you and yours will let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Awake our glory. Awake. Praise the Lord our God among the peoples. Sing to him among the nations. For his mercy reaches into the heavens, and his truth into the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. In Christ we give thanks to God always for you and your house. You are beloved by the Lord because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, we pray in the name of Jesus, the precious Lamb slain for you, that you and all of your people come to the truth, that you will receive the word of God and welcome it into your heart, not as the word of men, but as truth, pure and proven. For the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. May you and yours receive the love of the truth, being nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine of Christ, exercising godliness, bringing forth fruit, knowing the grace of God in truth, sound in faith, being established in the present truth, pure in belief. May you and your people gird your waist with truth, being swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, doers of the word and not hearers only, being diligent to present yourselves approved to God, fellow workers for the truth, rightly dividing the word of truth, discerning the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, being a servant of the Lord, gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. May the God of truth help you and your people purify your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, loving one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. Beloved, in Christ we pray that you and your house may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Fearing God, being men of truth, hating covetousness, walking in the light as Christ is in the light, walking just as Christ walked, in truth, love, and unity of the Spirit, the love of God being perfected in you and yours, receiving an anointing from the Holy One, that you and your people will know all things, and the truth which abides in you will be with you forever. Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. In the name of Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, may the Lord show kindness and truth to you and your house. Let him lead you in the way of truth, giving you an understanding heart that you and yours may discern between good and evil, and let your heart keep his commands. In Christ we beseech you and your people to keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and his testimonies, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. In Christ we pray that you and your descendants take heed to walk before God the Most High in truth, with all your heart and with all your soul, walking in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with God, speaking the truth in your heart, the word of the Lord in your mouth being the truth, speaking words of peace and truth and reason, serving God in truth with all your heart. May the God of compassion show you his ways, teach you his paths, lead you in his truth, and teach you. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they have been from of old. Let not the Lord remember the sins of your youth, nor your transgressions. According to his mercy, may he remember you and your house. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches you and yours in the way. Let your spirit be broken, contrite, and humble, your heart broken and contrite, and he will guide you and your house in justice and teach you his ways. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. As God's fellow worker, we ask in Jesus' name that for his name's sake, God will pardon your iniquity, no matter how great, that you and your people fear the Lord, and the Almighty God shall teach you in the way he chooses. You and your family shall dwell in prosperity, and your descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with you, and he will show you his covenant. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He will ever be mindful of his covenant, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, even to 1,000 generations. He has declared to you and your house the power of his works in giving you the heritage of the nations. The works of his hand are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. In the name of Jesus, may you and your people trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways may you acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. In Christ we pray that you are not wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. We make our prayer before the Lord our God, that you and your family might turn from your iniquities and understand his truth, that God may prepare mercy and truth for you and your house, that mercy and truth belong to you and your people, and by his mercy he will preserve you and your house, and he will cleanse you and your family from all iniquity. For in mercy and truth atonement is provided for your iniquity, and by the fear of the Lord you shall depart from evil. You and your family shall be the people of the God Most High, and he will be your God. May the God of justice put the law of truth in your mouth, and let not injustice be found in your lips. Surely you and your family will walk with God down the highway of the upright in peace and equity and turn away from iniquity. May you and yours receive correction, gracefully obey the voice of the Lord, and depend on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth, to keep you on the way that preserves you. May you and your people be among those who call for justice and plead for truth, judging and seeking justice and hastening righteousness. May the Lord make mercy and truth go before your face. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Let your ways please the Lord, and he will make even your enemies to be at peace with you. In the name of the Lord, rejoice, for he is the glory of your strength, and in his favor your horn is exalted, for your shield belongs to the Lord. May you and your people dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Walk in his truth, love truth and peace, execute judgment, seek truth, speak peace, and declare righteousness, having the grace of God poured upon your lips, having truthful, righteous, sweet lips, the word of God being fixed on your lips, being established forever, receiving excellent things of counsels and knowledge, having a wise tongue and a wise heart, applying your heart to the knowledge of God, dealing truthfully, speaking the truth to your neighbor, giving judgment in your gates for truth, justice, and peace, not thinking evil in your heart, nor giving place to the devil. May you gain godliness with contentment, come to the knowledge of truth, endure sound doctrine, having the faith of God's elect, being of the truth, loving not in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth, coming to the light, abiding in the doctrine of Christ, that you and your house may receive a full reward, and have both the Father and the Son make their home with you. Praise the Lord who make heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps truth, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry and freedom to the prisoners. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in your house in righteousness, and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to your people, as a light to your people, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. You and yours shall rebuild the old ruins. You shall raise up the former desolations, and you shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. I will guide you continually, and satisfy your soul in drought, and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. You and yours shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor, and instead of confusion, you shall rejoice in your portion. Therefore, in your land you shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be yours. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct your work in truth, and will make with you and your house an everlasting covenant. Your descendants shall be known among the Gentiles, and your offspring among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. Let you and your house greatly rejoice in the Lord. Let your souls be joyful in your God, for he has clothed you with the garments of salvation. He has covered you with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as earth brings forth its bud, as a garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before your house. Let you and your house bless yourselves in the God of truth. The Lord lives in truth, in judgment and in righteousness. You and your house shall bless yourselves in him, and in him you shall glory. But in all things may you and your house commend yourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fasting, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things, rejoicing in truth, speaking openly, praising and extolling the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways justice, preaching Christ out of love, teaching the word of God in the whole truth and in faith, full of grace and truth, hearing the voice of Jesus, allowing the Spirit of truth to guide you and your house into all truth, worshiping the Father in spirit and truth. For you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. Mercy and truth be with you and your house. Praise the Lord. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. As a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you and with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, being of one accord in prayer and with confidence, as a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we ask our Father in heaven, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us. As a co-worker of God, we are petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In him who is true as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, so be it. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.